I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP on an open line Thursday. You can always call us at 1-800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. All right, let's hit the skins.
All right, so first of all, before I get into the Standick thing, I wish Cakes was here. Because they have unleashed their 2025 jersey schedule. For those of you that are jersey freaks, Mar, maybe you can help with this, okay? Or maybe Drabby can help with this. So they say they've given out the weeks that they're going to have their monument white. So does that just mean white on white? Is that what monument white is?
No, that's their standard away uniform.
Which is burgundy pants, white.
Yep.
Top.
Yep.
Okay. So that looks like largely those are they're all away games except week one against the Giants. Okay. Mm-hmm. So week one against the Giants, they'll be in their monument white, which I guess you know you guys follow this more than I do. Burgundy pants, white top. And then week four at Atlanta, week five against the Chargers, week eight against the Chiefs, week 11, week 14, 15, 18, all that's monument white. That looks like that's going to be their most worn jersey this season, okay? But they have what they call legacy burgundy. So is that all burgundy then? Is that what that is?
No, don't you see the picture there?
No, I'm looking at a different thing. There's no pictures.
Oh, no, that's their standard home uniform right
which
now.
Which is, mine has no pictures. I'm on commanders.com.
The gold pants.
So legacy burgundy is gold pants, burgundy top.
Yeah.
That's going to be five weeks.
It's got a picture of Daron Payne in the home uniform, in the burgundy uniform with gold pants on.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be 5 weeks. That's going to be week two against the Packers, at the Packers. Week three against the Raiders. Week seven against the Cowboys, at Dallas. Week 10 against Detroit. Week 16 against the Eagles. So that's their second most worn. And then they have their Super Bowl era. Well, so we can obviously...
Those are the new ones.
Those are the ones that they just displayed. Yeah. Now, are those burgundy pants and white tops, but yes. With the special stripes and all that, like the fat stripes, old school. That'll be in three games, the Super Bowl era jersey. How brilliant is the NFL in marketing all these various jerseys that you got to have? Mm-hmm. So not only do you have to have your Jaden Daniels jersey, you got to have all four of them.
All right,
you got to have your monument era, your Super Bowl era. So that's going to be week 9 against Seattle, week 13 against Denver, week 17 against Dallas. I don't know how they choose the dates. Maybe they're kind of considering
the week 17 is Christmas night, or Christmas Day. I think they play at 1 that day.
That's
on Christmas.
Against Dallas.
Yeah,
and then
don't they play on Christmas this year? Pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
Are they minimizing this? Is this less than last year? The Battle Black is only one game this year against the Bears. Rematch against the Bears, the Hail Mary.
Yeah, because they added the Super Bowl one.
So they're taking away three or four potential.
Didn't they wear that last year?
Against them?
Against the Bears?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't have that kind of memory.
Yes.
Right, the Hail Mary, they were
wearing all black in that game.
Yeah.
All right, so how many times did they wear all black last year? Do you guys remember?
A few times.
I feel like it was more than once.
It was.
Pretty popular. I'm disappointed.
What, in this?
I'm disappointed that we're only wearing the black one. But for one, I have the Jaden black jersey
like
that the guy gave me from the moving company.
Well, they would have worn it more because they do in the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, don't wear as many of the monument white.
I don't think you're allowed. I think you're only allowed to wear a certain amount of dates. your quote alternate uniforms, I think, is probably maxed at 4 times a year.
Yes, I believe it was 3 or 4 of the new uniforms.
Okay, so the Super Bowl era jerseys are what's replacing the black.
Yeah, exactly.
I was really liking the black.
They're using the Super Bowl jerseys week 9, is 13, and 17.
The black, I mean, listen, I hated it at first, but I don't know. That team last year made it cool. All right, so there you go. Those are the jersey things. Yeah, obviously, you go. Maybe we'll put out a link to it. If you go to the Commander's website, you can see that. Ben Standick, who's been on the show many, many times, longtime guy covering the team. I think he recently started his own Substack. You can always check out his stuff.
We love Ben.
He's got a great podcast that I listen to. I've been a guest of Standick Room Only. So we like Ben. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we should try it. Can you want to shoot him a text, Drab?
Yeah, see if he'll come on.
You want to shoot Ben?
I already did last night.
Didn't respond? Yeah.
I think it's Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing. Okay. Standing Room Only, I said. Yeah, Last Man Standing. Anyway.
I think we have audio of this.
Yeah, he obviously did his podcast, and I think he's got a fairly spicy take. Although, if you look back, I think he's been angling towards this for a few months.
Yeah.
With the crowded room here at this position. But here's who Ben Standick thinks may not be on the opening day roster.
I had Kaz Allen on my last one as
I saw that.
And I don't necessarily know that I said I was kind of going out on a limb, but clearly every coaching staff loves him. He just can't stay on the field. But it's the same principle. They need more of that explosive play. And the fact that he's...
Y'all love him, but they never keep him on the
end. Right. And the fact that he was a receiver, like, I'm not saying they would use him at receiver, but since we're discussing that they have issues at receiver, could he possibly get some work there if they have to? That's a whole complicated. But yes, I mean, Dimitri Felton, if there was an offensive MVP of the scrimmage, I said I would give it to him.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's been good. He's had a really good camp. I just don't know if he's done enough to, like, bump out one of these guys.
Not to sound like anybody would care what I'm saying. It's not for aggregation. This is just a guess. I'm going to guess Brian Robinson is not on the week one roster. I have no insight into that. I'm not saying it. I just keep looking at it. If Kroski Merritt's on this team, I just don't know how you're sitting him. And again, that's where the role part comes into play. So
that's where I think he goes a bridge too far. I actually think they could maybe trade Brian if they got something in return. I don't see him cutting him, certainly. And if they have Kroski Merritt on the roster, they don't have to play him. He could be on the roster and be like a week in, week out decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Drabby said, it's not like the guy's showing these Walter Payton. You know, I like what I see too, but I think this is kind of crazy.
I think he's going out on a limb.
I think he is.
I don't agree with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hot take.
Yeah. And I don't mind hot takes. I like it.
And
but
look,
it's
every roster kind of makes surprising moves.
There will be.
In the spring.
You know what? We'll give it up to him if he hits it. Oh, you got to give it up to him.
I'm bowing down to him.
Yeah, and I'll apologize for doubting.
I just don't think that they're going to get rid of Brian. First of all, they didn't even play him in the first game.
I'm not sure because
you're not playing your starters.
I know, but they have sometimes cut guys that sit out the last game and then they cut them.
They have. It's happened before.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it would be a big surprise if Brian Robinson was not on
the
team.
Well, also, in that same discussion, I don't know if he's worked it out in his brain yet, but he basically has him keeping Kaz Allen, who I understand gadget guy can do a lot of different things. They're not going to keep Kaz Allen over Brian Robinson. There's just no way. He has no resume at this level yet.
You need a bigger, stronger grinder at RB that can take the hits, unlike some of these guys, especially the Kaz Allens of the world, that always get hurt. And Eckler's not going to do it. Yeah. It's not going to be Chris Rodriguez. It's not going to be Felton.
Well, that goes back to the other guy who wrote in the Bleacher Report last week that he could see them cutting Eckler and save a couple million on the cap and the cap hit and blah blah blah. You know, all this.
I saw that too,
but I don't agree with that one either.
I find it hard to believe, though, they could be really frustrated with what they saw in the postseason. So in the postseason, he did have one good game against Detroit, where everybody had a good game offensively. He had 2 touchdowns. 15 carries, 77 yards. But against Tampa in round 1, 10 carries, 16 yards.
Yeah.
Against Philadelphia, now that became a blowout. He had 11 carries for 36 yards. They didn't get anything, even during their winning streak, from the running game. I believe in their last 5 games, Jaden And even Mariota led the team in rushing in 4 out of 5 weeks.
Right.
So maybe they're completely frustrated and just say, hey, we're going to just go in a different direction. But I would disagree with Ben, because the first half of the year, when Brian Robinson was healthy, he was impactful.
Right.
Yeah, you like talking about that.
But he just has this idea in his head, too, that if Kroski Merritt's on the roster, he has to play. I think Kroski Merritt's going to be on the roster. That doesn't mean he has to play. You know, I mean, that's just the crazy thing.
No. I mean, you can keep four running backs.
Well, they still have McNichols, who apparently, I think it's McNichols who kind of was saying they really like in teams.
Okay.
And then Chris Rodriguez, you can say what you want, they'll probably cut him. He averages 5 yards a carry every time he gets an opportunity.
Yeah, he's been the most productive.
Like, Chris Rodriguez always does work when he gets the ball.
But I can still see them saying, all right, we like Brian Robinson better than Chris Rodriguez, so we're going to let Chris go.
I know, but also, I think they will let Chris go and bring him back on a practice.
You can maneuver Chris more than you can maneuver Brian.
Exactly.
Because if you cut Brian, someone's going to claim him. But if you cut Chris,
yeah,
it's going to go through waivers and you can stash 100%. Him.
Chris Rodriguez will 100% be on the practice
all
squad.
All of the players that Ben
and Kaz
named.
Allen will 100% be on the practice squad.
That he named are so much easier to stash than Brian.
Right.
It doesn't, like,
there's no stashing Brian Robinson.
Yeah, you can't stash Brian. He's gonna get picked up very quickly.
It's a big roll of the dice.
That doesn't mean he's incredible, but he has a track record. Right. He's a proven NFL commodity.
But he's bigger and stronger than every other running back on the roster.
Yeah.
He's 6'2", 225. He's a big guy. Yeah, these other guys are 5'8", 5'9", 5'10". I mean, you got to have that bigger, stronger
Ben
RB.
Ben is there every day, and I've listened to his podcast for years. He's very well informed. I just think this is a hot take that's a little too far.
Now, again, if they cut him or trade him or whatever they do before week one,
then you bow.
We'll have him on the show, and I'll say, dude, you know what you're talking about.
We're trying to get
him
on today, if we can.
No one's saying Brian is a god. Yeah, is this elite, great running back in the league? But at least you have some sort of pedigree and track record.
Other than Eckler, he's the most proven guy. At this point, Eckler can't carry the load.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge game. I mean, the gamble is unbelievable if you're going to do this as Adam Peters.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't give it to a guy that played one game last year. I mean, even though he's shown strides, I mean, you know, we have no idea.
I mean, unless you're going to have Chris Rodriguez as your Brian Robinson, who's similar size, I just don't think they're going to do that.
I don't think they can do that.
It's
either.
A big roll of the dice. I mean, Chris Rodriguez had 35 carries last year. And 51 the year before. He's not proven.
Yeah.
I get it that you like it, his limited work, that he comes in there and gives
you
almost 5 yards a carry.
You just don't have
got no resume. And then you have the issue looming of, look, with Eckler, I don't think he's going to get cut. You brought up the report. You do have to kind of factor in some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
He's older. He's concussed twice last year. So I think, even though B-Rob had injuries last year, he's the most durable of the group.
Yeah.
And proven.
Yeah. I think it's all changed. It's wild how when they do their cut down, it's 53 men for a day, and then the next day they start moving guys again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They stash guys, move guys. I think the initial 53 will be B-Rob, Eckler, Kroski Merritt.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And probably McNichols
if he's your special teams guy. Yeah. All those other guys, they'll be released and brought back. Kaz Allen will be brought back.
If no one claims
it. Rodriguez will be brought back. I don't know if anybody else. Oh, the kid Felton, who has impressed. Mm-hmm. They'll probably try to sneak him through.
Good.
He'll be brought back. Because the practice squad now could be pretty big. I don't know what the number is, but they definitely expanded it.
They expanded it. I don't know if that was last year or 2 years
ago.
And
they could, by the way, they also put like longtime vets on it now,
too. They've changed those rules.
You know, it's wild. But anyway.
I think B-Rob is safe.
I like that he's going outside. I love outside the box thinking. So
do you think Brian will be the week
one?
No, week 18 starter.
Oh, I don't know.
That yes. If he's healthy.
If he's healthy, maybe, but I don't know.
With health, would Brian be the Week 18 starter?
Yes, I do believe he will be.
Probably, but I don't know. Probably.
I mean, you think he's going to have a better year? You've been battling with cakes about Brian Robinson. He thinks he's going. You know, he's gone.
Well, I'm just trying to defend him. I'm just trying to give him an opportunity. So like cakes, I don't like cakes' idea that it's already a foregone conclusion. I'm open to the idea that Brian could have a big season because I've seen flashes. He's just never done it for 16
games.
Well,
and if you're right, he's definitely going to be the starter in Week 18.
If Cakes was here, he'd be applauding Ben's take.
Yes, he would.
Yeah. Cakes treats running backs like kickers. Like you can just go find one off the street, plug him in,
right,
and then everything will be hunky-dory.
Because as much as we give B-Rob a hard time, if you look at his number, what's he had, like 900 yards, like kind of like every year, like in that realm? Okay, that's not an impressive number, but it's like, he carries the load for you. You know,
yeah, I think every team kind of needs that guy.
Yeah,
can't have a bunch of scat backs.
He certainly has had moments where he looks like he could be the guy. He just doesn't do it over 16 games. Yeah.
He's actually finished under 800 every season: 797, 733, 799.
Okay, so it's 800.
Well, last year he missed. Well, how many games did he miss? Two or three last year.
Yeah.
All right, he would have been close to 1,000.
What's his yards per carry though? Isn't it like shockingly high?
4.3 last year. I don't know what.
What is it for his career?
4.1.
Yeah.
Right. It's actually gone up since his rookie season. He was at 3.9,
right,
and to 4.1 and 4.3. He doesn't blow you away, but he had 8 touchdowns last year.
Yeah. I never put too much stock into sometimes touchdowns because sometimes, you know, they give you the ball the 1-yard line. Of course, you're going to score. You should score. You know what I mean? That could vary from year to year quite a bit.
If you want to chime in on an open line Thursday, you can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1. On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.